My man, the Birchie Kid. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Karsh? Always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Excellent. Love it. We love it. Will Birchfield, who writes for our website, 971theticket.com, does great work. He's also on TV all the time. He's a very handsome man.
Are you ever going to tie the tie all the way up, like with a top button buttoned or no?
No, I've actually ripped all the top buttons off my shirt, so I don't even have the option of doing it. No, look, I went to a boarding school way back in the day where we had to wear coats and ties every day, and the only compromise we could make was to unbutton the top button. So I've been doing that for like 15 years, and I got no plans of stopping.
All right, so you're out there today. What's the latest on the injury front with, who is it, Zeitler and Carlton Davis?
Yeah, so Carlton Davis practiced today, and it certainly seems like he'll play on Sunday. That's obviously huge as they try and defend the best receiver in football, as Aaron Glenn called Justin Jefferson. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. Kevin Zeitler was out there but working off on the side. He injured his hip yesterday in practice, and Campbell was a little bit pessimistic about his chances of playing Sunday, said more likely that he won't play than he will. But that's also a guy who has missed, I think, like 5 games in the past 9 seasons. So don't put it past Zeitler to force his way onto the field Sunday. But right now, it sounds like they're leaning towards Ewosika playing in Zeitler's spot against the Vikings.
Well, protecting Jared Goff is critical in this game. And Minnesota's pass defense, they got a lot of metrics in their favor. This is quite a matchup between the Lions offense and the Vikings defense.
Yeah, this is a more aggressive than any defense in the NFL by a long shot. I mean, their pressure rate, their blitz rate especially, is higher by a wide margin than any other defense. But Dan Campbell was very confident today, as we spoke with him about an hour ago, about the Lions' preparedness for this aggressive attacking style Brian Flores defense. I think part of that stems from the fact that they played Flores' defense last year and put 30 points up on them both times, committed just one turnover, allowed just 2 total sacks in those 2 games, and went off for almost 800 yards combined. He also just has so much faith in Ben Johnson. You know, he said watching teams on tape against this Vikings defense this year, you can see a lot of offenses didn't have the answers for everything that Flores and that defense threw at them. He said confidently, we know we have the answers. Ben Johnson has the answers. We've put them in all week. It's just a matter of executing them on Sunday. So I think even if Zeitler can't go, they still feel really good about what they can do against that defense. Now, not arrogant, not overconfident by any means. You guys know Dan Campbell, but he came across today as a coach who feels really good about his team's ability to hold up against everything this defense wants to throw at you on Sunday in Minnesota.
Defensively, Carlton Davis, as you mentioned, he's still, you know, kind of slow to get back into practice form. If he's not able to go, what are they going to do? What do you think the plan is to try to limit Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, so I do think Davis will play, but in the event that he has some kind of setback today or maybe over the weekend, if you think back to the game where it felt like Jeff Okuda was becoming the number one corner we were promised when he held Jefferson to a career low 14 yards in 2022. Remember that? Like, we were all anointing him as finally the number one corner that we had been waiting for. And when you go back and look at that game, yes, Okuda was matched up against Jefferson often. He also pressed him a ton at the line and took away pretty much everything underneath and over the middle because they had so much safety help shaded his way towards Jefferson that whole game. And so I think if it is an Arnold versus Jefferson matchup Sunday, it really will be an Arnold plus Branch or Arnold plus Joseph matchup on Sunday. Now, in 2022, the Vikings didn't have Addison to deal with opposite Jefferson, but I do think that's the way to try and defend him Sunday. Have one of those corners take away everything intermediate over the middle and rely on those 2 elite safeties, which they are, in the back end to try and limit his effect over the top.
One other quick question about Carlton Davis. He was, obviously the Lions acquired him with a 3rd-round pick, but he was only signed for this year. Is there any talk about getting him an extension? I mean, they're handing out extensions to everybody.
Yeah, I think you and I might get one if we hang around here long enough. They had talks, brief talks, kind of vague talks about it when they first acquired him, if you guys remember this offseason. And at that point, it seemed like there was heavier interest on Carlton Davis' side than maybe the Lions side, but I would bet now the Lions are a little bit more intrigued in possibly giving him an extra year. I don't want to say much more than that, but he's proven that he's stayed healthy so far. They love the way he's played. You know, I was having this discussion with my podcast co-host, Justin Rogers, last week, and I said, I feel like if the season ended tomorrow, which it doesn't, but if it did end tomorrow, I would feel like they would extend Carlton Davis, just given all that he's provided so far, the physicality and coverage. So I don't know about any internal talks. They keep those pretty close to the vest, but I do know they feel great about what he's given them so far.
Any word on James Houston, who has just been, his career has been a giant enigma?
Yeah, I think he'll play on Sunday. Campbell said there's a chance, maybe a good chance, that he is active. He was inactive last week. I think basically every defensive lineman is going to be active on Sunday as they try and spread around Hutchinson's workload. You know, Campbell said this about James Houston today. He said, if there's production and discipline, keep putting him in. If there isn't, put in someone else. And it's the second word that speaks volumes there. It's discipline. Now, obviously, the production, if you give him enough snaps, will show up in the form of quarterback pressures and maybe sacks. But he has to rush with enough discipline, enough integrity, where he isn't going so wide and getting so bendy off the edge that he's forced out of the picture. So if they feel like on Sunday that Houston's getting hot, I think they'll play him more and more. This feels like a big chance, maybe his last big chance, to reestablish the I guess the grasp he had on a roster spot back in 2022.
Is there much buzz, I mean real buzz, about them making a major trade down there?
So, hey, here's my bold prediction. I think we will see a defensive end from Eastern Michigan in the lineup for the Lions maybe as soon as Sunday, none other than Pat O'Connor, veteran Pat O'Connor, who was with the Buccaneers for the past six seasons. I think he's another guy that they elevate on Sunday. They've got two open roster spots. They have two practice squad elevations. I think a lot of guys get a look on Sunday. No, on the trade front, there hasn't been a ton of buzz. You do get the sense in talking to some of the players that they're waiting for something to happen. Obviously, they bring in Isaiah Thomas, but he feels more like a flyer than an obvious solution. But talking to the coaches, they just keep referencing the guys within. And we talked to Terrell Williams today, the defensive line coach, and every time he mentioned replacing Hutchinson's lost production, the two names that he mentioned first weren't even DNs. It was Aleem McNeil and DJ Reader. I think they feel so good about what those guys can provide from an interior pass rush perspective. They really want to see those guys eat. And we saw Aleem McNeil at his best last week. I mean, he was a force. That's the level he has to play at moving forward. I was talking to him yesterday about that. He had one move on his first sack when he just bullied all-pro guard Zach Martin. He kind of hit him with like a lift shot move. And he said he picked that up from watching Fletcher Cox, from watching Christian Wilkins, Brandon Graham. You know, those guys use that same move. He's growing more and more as a pass rusher. Just a long way of saying, I think they still feel pretty good about their internal depth, and that might change over the next month in advance of the November 5th trade deadline.
I don't think it'd be a Burchy appearance on the show without mentioning Trevor Nowoski.
Yeah, another guy that we'll probably hear from and see a little bit on Sunday. And I don't know how much he stood out to the coaching staff last week. I don't know if they feel great anymore. He did have a sack, but there's so much that goes into playing that Derek Barnes role, and that's another piece they have to figure out how to replace. And for all the focus on Hutchinson, Derek Barnes was doing a ton for the defense as well. So when it comes to the trade front, like I wouldn't be surprised to see them add, you know, an outside linebacker, strong side linebacker, just to throw a name out there, like someone like Dennis Gardak from the Cardinals, as much as a pure pass rushing DN. There are multiple holes now to fill on this defense, so it's not just that Max Crosby profile they might be looking for on the trade market.
Burchy, as always, appreciate your insight. Thanks for joining us. We'll check in next week, and people can follow you.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
At Burchy Kid on Twitter, and read his stuff at 971theticket.com. The Burchy Kid from out there at Allen Park.